Welcome back to AZ Preps 365 on a Saturday morning where we are hearing the Thompson Twins back in the 80s, Dr. Doctor, and how appropriate. Our next guest is a doctor, Dr. Heather Schneider, the dental director for Delta Dental of Arizona. I probably even said that wrong, but I'm trying. Between the break, you ladies came in, and I was like, this is so cool because you guys are my dental provider. I am so happy with Delta Dental. It's awesome.
That is so great to hear, and we are not surprised. And we love you right back and glad to take care of you.
Awesome. Great meeting you and great you being here. Just kind of tell us what you're up to, and just it's a great Saturday. We've got athletes, we've got doctors, we've got radio. It's a fun time today.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here to support these athletes. We want to make sure that they're out there playing it safe and that they understand that their oral health goes well beyond, you know, gingival health and no decay in the mouth. But, you know, it lends to inflammation in the body when the mouth is not taken care of. And when it comes to recovery, that's an important thing for athletes to know.
From a health standpoint, prevention, and we've all been to the dentist, oh, hey, make sure that you're flossing and brushing for 2 minutes, all of that sort of stuff. You're a doctor, you could explain it for a very long time, but in a nutshell, what is the best way for simple day-to-day oral care?
You know, it's brushing twice a day, flossing when you can. We know that not everyone loves to floss, but also seeing your dentist twice a year, and it's not just about a clean mouth, but understanding that oral health impacts the health of the entire body. It directly impacts the health of all bodily systems. And this is not something that people commonly know, but it's a message that we need to, you know, make very clear and do what we can to make sure that people are taking care of the window of the health to their entire body, which is the mouth.
We're speaking with Dr. Heather Schneider. She is the dental director for Delta Dental of Arizona. Say that three or four times quick, folks. And doctor, we're so glad you joined us. I want to ask you about the mouth guard. That is something that we're seeing expand and become very important. Obviously, for tackle football, we've seen it for many years in many different shapes and sizes and colors. And now with flag football, that's a whole nother genre.
Oh, yeah.
Explain you guys' product and tell me its importance.
Yeah, this product, this mouth guard, Delta Dental's mouth guard, is actually quite impressive. It's a patented technology. It is the leading mouth guard on the market right now. And there are several differentiators. The ADA, which is the American Dental Association, approves this mouth guard, which means that it passes all of the safety and efficacy.
All of the tests.
Yep.
Checks all the boxes.
Checks all the boxes, exactly. It's hydrophobic material, which means that it doesn't absorb saliva and all the bacteria that's in saliva. Most notably, it can take 2 times the impact absorption as compared to other mouth guards. And this is important, obviously. You know, sports can be very impactful to the mouth,
sure.
And we want to do what we can to avoid injury. So that's a big one. You can wear it with braces. It comes with
interesting.
A $10,000 warranty. That's how much we believe
and
in
especially
the product.
For athletes at this age, many of them are wearing braces. So something like that is very important. Wow.
A custom fit, okay? And you can also remold it if your teeth shift, if you're going through braces and then the braces come off. So it really is an impressive product and important for so many reasons.
From a mouth guard standpoint, and it's been a long time since I've been a teenager or anything of that nature and having to use something like that, does a typical athlete go through one a game, one a season? Just does it vary?
It really does vary. Okay. I mean, sometimes we have a tendency to chew on a product that's in our mouth,
sure.
And if we're doing that quite a bit, it might need to be replaced more often, but one of the things about this product is that it is remoldable, so it can be reused over and over for quite a long time. And
Where does one obtain these?
You can order them online. They're also sold in stores as well.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the retail price is $20-$25. Wow. We are offering a 50% discount. So, you know, you're looking at getting this thing at 10 or 13. We're giving away freebies today, of course, because we want to support these athletes and make sure we spread the word about this great mouth guard. But yeah, it comes in 15 different colors.
Oh, that's
awesome.
One
pack or two pack, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you got to customize your grill, you
that's,
know, even on the field.
Wow. Yeah. It's good stuff. I'm impressed that it comes in so many different colors. Sliding away from that, I want to get back to kind of your past. You are a doctor, but I feel that you were thinking about theater at some point back in the day. Just
yeah.
Kind of.
Hey,
tell us how it all blended.
Totally. Everybody has a story, right?
Yes.
And I'm somebody who has my hands in a lot of things.
Okay.
A lot of interests. And anything that, you know, tickles my interest, I chase it down. And I like to try new things. And yeah, yeah.
Are you an Arizona girl?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Payson, right?
Yeah, wow, you guys did do your research.
The Longhorns.
Yeah,
small town girl living in a lonely world. But
wow.
I took the midnight train down here to the valley and started to
you
get
know
some
your music.
I do. I figure we're on the radio.
We are.
Yeah,
yes.
Go, yeah.
That's definitely good stuff. We're having a good time here with Dr. Heather Schneider. She is the dental director for Delta Dental of Arizona. I'll ask just your observations of the growth of flag football, just of high school sports. And it's a little bit different than from when you were at Payson and when he was at Horizon. Highland
yeah.
Horizon. It's all
yeah, it's
it
an
all
age.
Age. And wherever I came from. But it's risen up. Just your general observations.
I think that sports are just becoming more inclusive. I
mean, that's a great way to put it.
That's the biggest noteworthy evolution that I can speak to, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
Soccer and softball. Tell us about your passion for those.
And cheer. And cheer.
Yes. I could picture the cheer.
Guys,
I could definitely.
Yeah, all of those things were so much fun. Roller derby, though, okay, was a big one for me, too.
Wow.
And that was my most impact, like sports impact to the mouth involvement
wow.
in that.
Did you throw some elbows?
I did. I'm not going to lie. I had to become a different beast when my skates were strapped on. But, yeah, all of those things. I played for the town of Payson and got involved because my dad was a coach there and still coaches softball and Little League. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Where did roller derby come into play?
My twin sister is just rough and tumble, you know, and I wanted to spend more time with her during her roller derby days, and I knew it was either I had to beat her or join her, and I wasn't going to beat her, so I had to join her, and I played with her, and she pretty much protected me out there quite a bit because she's a little bit more rough than I am. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, we had a lot of twin moves. It was great.
How did she become involved? Because roller derby, Brad, I don't know about you, I don't really hear about roller derby too much.
Yeah, it is kind of an underground
right.
sport, right? It's like its own little thing.
It's its own world.
It's its own little world. Exactly, yeah. Well, my sister was going to school out in Tucson in college and stumbled upon it and said, wow, this looks like the sport for me, and then pulled me in.
What type of twin pranks did you guys do?
Too many.
Okay.
A lot of illegal moves that put us in timeout quite a bit, but it was worth it for the fun of it.
That is definitely good stuff. We have fully enjoyed speaking with you. You have certainly enlightened us on the product, and that was a big part of it. And as I've said, I'm a big fan of your company and what you bring to the table and just your give back to what you're doing for high school sports. I mean,
absolutely.
As an alum yourself of Arizona high school sports, this is your way of being very much a part of it and just doing some great things. So thank you so much, Doctor.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. It's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That is Dr. Heather Schneider. She is the dental director for Delta Dental Arizona. And it's tough to say numerous times, Zach, but you feel me. You definitely
feel
me. And
yep.
I'll ask you while we still have you for another minute or so, your impressions on this high performance center.
This high performance center is so impressive. It has literally everything. I walked up to the building thinking what in the world? This is a sports complex? And I opened the doors, and I was shocked to see this indoor, outdoor field, all the equipment, all the testing. It's all-inclusive and amazing.
It definitely is. And where's your practice, or are you kind of oversee
so
everything?
Serving as Delta Dental's director, I'm there full-time. So okay. I'm a little of everywhere.
Yeah. That is outstanding, as 1 hour essentially is in the books, and we've got hour number two coming up very shortly. We have Brittany Jackson. She is the head coach of the South Mountain Jaguars, as flag football is truly just rising up upon us. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. We'll return on 1580 The Fanatic.